And right now, WTAW College Station, Brian.
Meeting after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane. Fox's Jessica Gallagher live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, Russia is adamant its aircraft was not in Ankara's airspace when it was shot down by Turkey. Turkey says it warned Moscow 10 times in 5 minutes to get out of its skies, and the Kremlin ignored the warnings. Russia says its pilots were able to eject before the jet crashed. A Syrian rebel group says one of the pilots is dead. This is the first time a NATO member country has shot down a Russian aircraft. Meanwhile, the Pentagon tells Fox News U.S. forces were not involved in the incident, Dave.
Jessica, just ahead of all the Thanksgiving traveling, a worldwide alert from the State Department for Americans. This woman calls it
scary, but I can't live my life in fear. I have to get to where we need to go.
This alerts for international travel, advising people to avoid large crowds and be cautious at holiday festivals or events. France's president goes to the White House this morning, the day after this discovery.
A undetonated suicide vest, similar to the ones that the Paris attackers were used. It was near where the mobile phone of the so-called eighth attacker was traced the night of the ISIS carnage.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Paris. Donald Trump may be in the middle of a new controversy over his claims Muslims in New Jersey cheered on 9/11. But the Republican keeps his lead in a new Iowa poll, but it's close. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Trump's on top, but there's a new number two in the Republican race for president in Iowa. Ted Cruz is second to the front runner. Trump, according to new Quinnipiac University poll of likely caucus goers, which shows Trump with 25% support and Cruz with 23%. Ben Carson slips to third place with 18% support, a big change from a Quinnipiac University survey last month, which showed him in first place in Iowa. Marco Rubio has 13% support. Jeb Bush continues to struggle with only 4% support. Dave.
This is Fox News Radio. Varen balanced.
This announcement is for all people who want to look their best this holiday season. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free holiday challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes and guarantee your friends and family will be amazed when they see your new white smile this holiday. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-668-9672. That's 1-800-668-9672. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-668-9672. That's 1-800-668-9672.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and the very best time to get a great Chevy deal is now. November is Black Friday all month long, which means that we're giving you even more discounts on our already low everyday prices. Why would we do that? Because we challenge ourselves to give you the best deals in the Brazos Valley. Not just one day, but every day. Come in and see our amazing prices and selection for yourself, or shop us online. We have the best internet pricing, hands down. It's Black Friday all month long at Tom Light Chevrolet, so don't wait to get your deal. You just might miss out on your new Chevy. See why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your heating and air conditioning, and we'll show you all your options for repair or replacement. If you decide to replace with a new energy-efficient Carrier system, we've got 0% financing with approved credit. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all makes and models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference. Difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
WTAW News Time is 7:06, 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute and comfort. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last weekend's death of a pedestrian and a bicyclist who was struck and hospitalized were discussed at last night's College Station City Council meeting.
Assistant City Manager and former Police Chief Jeff Camp says any attempts to improve traffic safety will have to have participation from Texas A&M officials.
They've got the biggest audience they can capture from the students, but we can work with them to try to get that message out.
A representative of A&M student government told the council legislation's been filed endorsing a reduced speed limit on University and Northgate and extending a barrier in the middle of the street. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today is the first full meeting for two new members of the Bryan City Council. Items on the council's workshop agenda includes the results of a study to meet requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act. City Engineer Paul Casper is also in charge of the city complying with the ADA.
I was doing some statistics. We had about 90% of the buildings still to go, and some of those that we looked at were really high public use buildings, sure. The library, City Hall, BTUs.
Casper, on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, says the city budgeted $350,000 for ADA projects this year. That's compared with an estimated need of at least $80 million. The Red Kettles are out and bells are ringing. The Salvation Army is celebrating 125 years of the Red Kettle campaign this year. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says local volunteers are still needed.
We just got started, but we're having a hard time with even getting workers. We got some good volunteers now, but we have a lot of open spots. So the more folks want to come out, we just ask for a two-hour minimum shift. Come out and help the cause and help out their neighbors in need here in the community.
Walker says they had to pay 80% of their bell ringers last year, which is money that could have gone back to people in need. If you're interested in volunteering, contact the Salvation Army at 361-0618. Drunk driving arrests last weekend by College Station police included a Bryan woman accused of causing a three-vehicle wreck Saturday night on Texas near Walton. According to the arrest report, 53-year-old Mary McGee has had five prior DWI convictions. The driver of one of the other vehicles, who was 8 months pregnant, was one of two people taken to the hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries. Saturday during the midnight hour, a College Station man is accused of drunk driving when his SUV struck five parked vehicles, then left the scene. Police found the suspect's vehicle in the area of Harvey Mitchell and Southwood Drive. 31-year-old Derek Weber was found in his apartment, taken to the hospital for treatment to a gash to the head on his head, then arrested for DWI and striking three unattended SUVs, a truck, and a car. A Brazos County District Court jury was deadlocked whether a Bryan man sexually assaulted his former girlfriend more than 5 years ago. The district attorney's office has not decided whether they will retry Nieves Perez Lucio, who was 21 at the time of his arrest in May 2011. The woman was among those testifying at last week's trial. Local law enforcement is again reminding vehicle owners to keep valuables out of sight. College Station Police Lieutenant Steve Brock says that's after forced entry was made into three vehicles and guns were taken.
The difference in those vehicles, there's some very subtle stickers and things like that that would suggest that they do own a firearm, and at times they can be targeted because of those subtle support stickers and things of gun rights and gun clubs, things like that.
You're also reminded to hide small things like power cords, which Brock says is a cue for thieves that there may be valuables inside. A special musical tribute will be played today from 11 to 1:30 on the entire Bryan Broadcasting family of stations in memory of John Hardin Hicks II. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More local news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Treat your staff to a unique corporate meeting experience. Messina Hoff Winery offers event planning, venues, award-winning wines, food, and more. Call Messina Hoff Winery today to see what we can do for you. 778-9463, extension 234.
Your website is the first thing people will look at when considering your business. Aggieland Website Design will help you grow your brand and present a credible image. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates. So as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. So, are you ready to kickstart your business? Let Aggieland Website Design help put you on the map. For access to unlimited updates you don't have to manage yourself and at no extra cost, go to AggielandWebsiteDesign.com to get started today.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business, four-year business since 1981, with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Considerable cloudiness heads our way today, and the sunshine will gradually give way to cloudy skies. Highs today, 65 to 70 degrees. It's cloudy overnight. Lows will be close to 60. More clouds tomorrow, breezy, with a high of 70 to 75. Cloudy, chance of showers tomorrow night, low 60 to 65. Clouds on Thanksgiving, breezy with a chance of a few showers. Highs Thursday, close to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, where the Mad Hatter may be looking for a new chapeau shop, not in Louisiana. Les Miles may be on the chopping block. We'll have more on that with Aggie football, Aggie basketball getting ready to make a trip to the Bahamas, NFL, Monday Night Football, and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50 or so.
So I'm thinking if they have to pay him off, he could just sit out a year and be a TV analyst until there's a job open in a state capital of a large state. Next year.
He'd probably just send a few pallets of turf to his house and he'd be happy.
Yeah.
Just chew on that grass.
That may be part of his severance. That's his golden parachute.
Yeah. I could see him wearing orange in a year. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. So, look, they found that mascot costume that was missing.
Witchin?
Remember?
Oh, I remember from yesterday.
Castleton College? Is that what it was called?
The Sparties.
Yeah, the Sparties. They found that thing. I got a story on it, but I'm not that interested in finding it. So.
Well, it's already been found. It's not much of a story
anymore. That's right.
Anymore.
It's not a story anymore. That's true. Snoop Dogg is giving 1,500 turkeys away. Did you hear about that?
Woohoo!
Wonder what kind of stuffing he's got in there. Snoop Dogg delivered more than 1,500 turkeys to families in Los Angeles after asking people how he could help the community. Mr. Dogg joined the mayor of Inglewood to hand out the turkeys at an event in an indoor arena. It was organized after Snoop asked Inglewood residents what he could do to repay the community where his production crew is based. So, very nice of him. Way to go. In New Jersey, a woman called 911 and told police that someone was being assaulted in a parking lot of a bar. Officials responded to the scene with lights and sirens, but found that no assault in progress. Police say that it was Haley Oates that made the call so that she and a companion could drive around from another bar under the influence without fear of being arrested.
Wow, so it was diversionary?
Apparently so, yeah. And they only found out because she used such good judgment to go to social media and put out a little tweet or whatever saying, silly piggies, tricks are for you.
Oh, jeez. Do you think they're going to have a line item in the budget for paying perpetrators for basically saving the cops a lot of time and effort?
It amazes me that people have time to think these things up and then actually follow through and do them. But apparently that's the case. So the son of a reputed mobster has issued a warning to ISIS that New York City is under the protection of the Sicilian Mafia. In the wake of the Paris attacks, Giovanni Gambino.
Of the Gambino crime family?
Yes, sir, said the Mafia is better equipped to protect the Big Apple from ISIS than the FBI and Homeland Security, which are, as he said, limited in their reach. Gambino, who is the son of the former alleged crime family boss, John Gambino, said that he believes the Mafia's protection is now more important than ever. He said, the world is dangerous today, but people living in New York neighborhoods with Sicilian connections should feel safe. He claims the reason ISIS hasn't been able to take root in Sicily is because the extreme groups are scared of the Mafia over there.
You know that's not what he said.
No.
What he said is somebody asking me, went, forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, yeah. Just,
I don't think that's wrong.
I'm not sure that it is either. I'm not sure that it is at all.
Just so we're clear, mob okay now.
Yeah.
In comparison to ISIS,
All things relative?
Yes.
Well, as we learn, every time our government has to get involved in a situation,
mm-hmm.
I mean, think about when the hurricanes hit, when Katrina hit, we found out after the fact that Walmart could distribute much more efficiently. They have an efficient system. If you want the definition of an efficient system, that would be the mob.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they have a retirement program that sucks, but aside from that, I mean, they pretty well got it figured out.
Keeping that overhead low.
Yeah, they do.
Forget about it.
Things are different in China. I think we probably know that. They've kind of just put this out here, and I guess, you know, you think about it, there are a lot of people in China who can't read or write, who just kind of live out there in a subsistence situation. There are others who are just too busy trying to make a living to pay attention. But this somehow bothered me that a major northeastern port city that I can't pronounce, doesn't matter, will soon be the home of the world's largest animal cloning factory.
And this is where?
This is in China, where canines and cows and horses and, they call it, non-human primates will be reproduced on an industrial scale.
Wow.
Does that bother you guys in the least?
Yes.
I mean, this is a little worrisome.
Sounds like a lot more steaks for me.
Well,
at lower prices.
A cloning farm.
I'm thinking zombie apocalypse comes out of this. Something happens there.
A cloning farm aims to improve livestock breeding techniques through cloning technology, as well as producing animals to be used in medical experiments. Okay, now I get the medical experiment thing.
Because you want them genetically the same.
That makes sense. I can see that. Now, the facility is also there to design animals, such as pet dogs and police canines and race horses and cows that will be sold on the open market.
Oh, the racehorse thing has possibility.
I mean, it does. But this is just kind of a little snippet out there. And I read that and went, wait a minute. This deserves a little blue star here. We need to pay attention to what they're doing over there.
Need to flesh this out a little more?
Well, and that's the other thing. It's in China. There's no telling. I mean, they're just one more step away from then deciding, well, let's go down. Don't go down hallway 620, okay? Down hallway 620, they're doing other things. And we don't want to be talking about that. So, yeah, they could be doing the human thing
down
there.
The zombie Chinese army?
Exactly. Oh, well, there's enough of them anyway, but I'm just saying, once you find this ultimate warrior and you make this thing, then you just replicate.
It's only taken them a few thousand years to upgrade from clay warriors.
Property experts at Selling Livestock, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Good morning, 7:21, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We have to wait. We have to play commercials. That's what we do here. Okay, how you guys feeling?
Good.
Yeah.
Peachy.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty. Going to have a nice day today.
A wonderful morning.
Let's look forward, though. Let me tell you that we've got 60% chance of showers later on after Turkey Day. Friday actually goes through Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday night.
So, have to pull out my wellies.
Yeah. Hello.
Good morning. It's pronounced Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, you're right. Oh. Yeah, that's very true.
Thinking Black Friday, standing in the rain at 4 o'clock in the morning, waiting to get into the Shoppatorium.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Be fun.
Are we trying to calm people down before that happens?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just kind of chill a little bit this morning. We had a... not much of a sunrise here, but
no. Oh, what do you mean not much?
It's okay.
You looked at the wrong time.
Oh, did I?
Okay. It lasted maybe 15, 18 minutes.
Okay, it was a good one today.
For a moment.
Yeah, it's one of the nice things about that. Well, two things. No
sunrise
traffic.
Sunrise thoughts.
Yeah, no traffic as we come to work, and then nice sunrises. Yes. But no, in the meantime.
Yeah.
A yoga instructor who teaches at the University of Ottawa, fighting to keep her program alive after the school's student body suspended it over concerns that cultural issues relating to the class could offend students.
Oh, to turn the music off.
This is a safe space.
No, it is not. They can't do yoga because what?
Jennifer Scharf, who's been offering free weekly yoga sessions.
It's just getting worse.
Since 2008, told the Ottawa Sun newspaper that she was informed that the program would not be able to continue. You see, a representative of the university's student federation wrote that, quote, "While yoga is a really great idea and accessible and great for students, there are cultural issues of implication involved in the practice."
Oh, my.
Kevin, your microaggression is slowly turning into a milliaggression.
Micro, my foot. We're full-blown aggressed now.
Yoga has been under a lot of controversy lately.
So, from what?
Due to how it's practiced. And which cultures those practices, well, are being taken from.
What is there, yoga waterboarding?
No, you can't appropriate other people's cultures.
You see, the Student Federation went on to say that many of these cultures have experienced oppression, cultural genocide. And you see, it was the colonization, the Western cultures, that experienced oppression and those bad things happening to them because the Westerners came over and their supremacy was forced on the people. We need to be more mindful of this now that we express ourselves while practicing yoga.
I'm about to lose it.
You need to lay down.
I know, sir.
Jennifer says that she offered the student body leaders compromise by suggesting she change the name of the course to Mindful Stretching.
Oh, my gosh!
There was some debate, but they could not come to a
mindful
mindful stretching. Is that good? If we call it mindful stretching, would that be okay?
Oh, who sells alcohol at this hour? Yeah. Good Lord.
So that's where we are.
Don't check your email, Kevin, because I sent you something about misappropriating people's food, too. That's no more tacos for us.
Is that where we're going?
No, we're there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
So because we've stolen that culture, we can't have tacos. That would mean we can't go to, like, Fazoli's.
As part of their training, chefs study other cultures, and they take inexpensive street food and try to class it up, and that is a misappropriation of other people's struggle to eat nutritiously at a reasonable price.
So they're offended that
this is...
Here's the thing. The people who should be or who are purported to be offended, they're not necessarily... I don't think they're offended.
Of course
I think these
not.
Are people who they go out of their way to find ways to say, you're offending these people, and they say, well, no, we're not offended. No, you should be offended. You're
be
clearly
quiet.
Not smart enough.
Be quiet. You're not smart enough
you're
to know you're
stupid
offended.
To be offended.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Ah, there you go. 726, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works.
Mindful.
That's
mindful
right. The mindful weather. You're exactly right. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. We're at Wilton's.com. High temperature today, pretty nice, about 70 degrees with winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight around 60. Tomorrow 74, nearly ideal. But we start getting a little chance of showers in the forecast at 20% tomorrow night on Thanksgiving Day. 76 for a high with a 30% chance of rain. Then it ups to a 40 on Thursday night, then 60% chance of rain on Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday night. Temps will still be okay. It's just going to have kind of a wet weekend. Right now, winds out of the east at 3, 74% relative humidity, fair skies. We're looking at 48 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Yale University has been in the news lately. Yalies have joined the protests sweeping the nation's colleges, but it remains to be seen whether Yale students go along with this bright idea. At a recent White House climate change summit, 200 universities bought into the global warming hoax. They signed a pledge to take steps to reduce the effects of global warming. The steps will supposedly help usher in a low-carbon economy. Yale was among the dupes. Now, in order to keep their pledge to become an action leader in the climate change movement, Yale will institute a campus-wide internal carbon charge. Here's what that means. To fight global warming, which is not happening, Yale will start charging their young liberal skulls full of mush additional fees. Initially, it appears the first round of fees will be experimental and tied to the cost of energy at the university. But questions still must be resolved about these fees, like, who's going to control a global warming loot? And what caps will be placed on the amount of money they're able to fleece from students? And does Yale graduate Hillary Clinton get a cut? I can't wait till these elite liberal students realize their skyrocketing tuition costs are going to include a global warming tax. I guess we'll see just how willing they are to put their money where their hoax is. This, folks, could be a lot of fun. Keep a sharp eye.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765.
and MLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council is interested in improving traffic safety following recent deaths of two pedestrians and a bicyclist who was struck and hospitalized last week.
Carl Mooney's call for a future workshop discussion received no opposition at last night's council meeting.
Trying to find a way to develop a program that would encourage students to be, and I say students, but it's others as well, to be more aware of the environment they're in as they're dealing with our streets.
Assistant City Manager and former Police Chief Jeff Camp says it's already been discussed by staff, and the subject also needs to include Texas A&M officials.
It is kind of a different environment when you're on campus. It's kind of, I guess through the years what I've seen, you kind of in a mindset where the pedestrians have the right of way on campus, and then they don't distinguish that once you step off campus. And so we have seen some of those issues.
A&M Student Government Vice President for Municipal Affairs Wayne Beckerman says two senators have filed legislation calling for additional protection along University in Northgate.
I've talked to both these groups of senators who wrote the legislation. They know that TxDOT, that is a state road. They know that this is a long process. They know that this is not something that will be fixed easily. But we are working very hard to engage the university and make sure that administration is willing to work with us before we bring something to you.
One bill would extend a barrier in the middle of university, and the other calls for lowering the speed limit. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The city of Bryan has budgeted $350,000 this year for projects related to disability access. City engineer Paul Casper on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the need is at least $80
million. Give you an idea, $4.5 million. Just for this first phase is what we identified as issues that need to go get fixed.
This afternoon, the Bryan City Council will receive recommendations from a consultant study to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act.
We'll have some examples of what's not right, what is right. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit education of what to look for. Some simple things that I don't think of going through this process is like making sure the flush valve on a toilet's on the right side. If it's not, or on the correct side,
correct.
It depends
right.
on where your ADA access right. is. It's not accessible. And so simple things like that, yeah. we may not think about make a big difference.
The consultant's report is available on the city's website as well as online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man arrested 5.5 years ago for sexually assaulting a former girlfriend was on trial last week. The Brazos County District Court jury deliberated about 5 hours before telling the judge they were deadlocked. The accused, 26-year-old Nieves Perez Lucio, has been out on bond since shortly after his arrest in May 2011. Those who testified during the trial included the woman. The district attorney's office is reviewing whether Perez will be retried. A Bryan woman with 5 prior DWI convictions is in jail, accused of drunk driving and causing a 3-vehicle crash in College Station Saturday night on Texas near Walton. Police report 2 people in other vehicles were taken to the hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries, including a woman who was 8 months pregnant. According to the arrest report, an SUV driven by 53-year-old Mary McGee rear-ended a car with enough force the trunk was crumpled to almost where the back seat should have been. According to the arrest report, over the past 25 years, McGee has 3 prior DWI convictions in Texas and 2 in Florida. College Station police report 5 parked vehicles were hit Saturday during the midnight hour near Harvey Mitchell and Southwood. According to the arrest report, officers who found the suspect's car nearby were approached by a woman who said her boyfriend admitted to the hit and runs while driving under the influence. 31-year-old Derek Weber was taken to the hospital to be treated for a gash to the head. Then he was arrested for DWI and striking an unattended car, a truck, and 3 SUVs. Three recent vehicle burglaries in College Station where forced entry was made and firearms were taken has led to a reminder to reduce your chances of being a victim. Lieutenant Steve Brock says if you're going to be out of your vehicle for any length of time, get the guns and other valuables out of plain sight.
Sometimes our hands are tied and we end up stopping and don't have that luxury of being able to remove a weapon, a firearm, handgun, or long rifle out of the vehicle. But if they're out running errands and those things, we would just hope that they would lock it in the trunk. If that's not available, it certainly needs to be hidden and locked in the vehicle. And make sure that they remove all signs that there might be a firearm in there.
Brock also suggests hiding or taking out of the vehicle firearm accessories like ammo boxes and even earplugs. U.S. Army officials say four people have died in a helicopter crash at Fort Hood. The Fort Hood Public Affairs Office says a UH-60 helicopter aircraft carrying four crew members crashed yesterday. Officials say the crew was assigned to Division West, 1st Army, and were on a routine training mission at the time of the crash. The Salvation Army is celebrating 125 years of the Red Kettle this year. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says they're still looking for volunteer bell ringers because some are paid.
Last year we had to pay about 80% of our folks to ring the bell, and that money that we could go to help those in need here in the community, we were paying in salary. So anytime that we can get volunteers in there, then we can take that and put it right back in the community.
Walker says volunteer shifts are a minimum of 2 hours long between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. If you're interested, contact the Salvation Army at 979-361-0618. A special musical tribute will be played today from 11 to 1:30 on the entire Bryan Broadcasting family of stations in memory of John Hardin Hicks II. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 48 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news coming up at 8 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis. Recently, I had a young couple come to my office, and they had a new baby, and they did not have an up-to-date will. They needed this, and this was the greatest gift that the husband could provide for his wife. And so if you do not have a current will or you need one updated, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in Brazos County.
779-7200 or familyandestatelaw.com.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas. It's time for Black Friday deals now at Douglas Nissan. Looking for an SUV to fit the whole family? Then this is a great time to choose Nissan Pathfinder. Right now, we're taking $5,000 off MSRP on any new 2015 Pathfinder SL or Platinum trim. Come in and test drive one today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Four more to choose from. Must finance with NMAC and take delivery from dealer stock. Offer includes $3,000 Douglas discount, $1,500 Nissan customer cash rebate, and $500 NMAC APR cash. Model code 25515 and 2571.
Your website is the first thing people will look at when considering your business. Aggieland Website Design will help you grow your brand and present a credible image. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates. So as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. So, are you ready to kickstart your business? Let Aggieland Website Design help put you on the map. For access to unlimited updates you don't have to manage yourself and at no extra cost, go to AggielandWebsiteDesign.com to get started today.
Hey, 738, let's check some weather. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Considerable cloudiness heads our way today, and the sunshine will gradually give way to cloudy skies. Highs today, 65 to 70 degrees. It's cloudy overnight. Lows will be close to 60. More clouds tomorrow, breezy, with a high of 70 to 75. Cloudy, chance of showers tomorrow night, low 60 to 65. Clouds on Thanksgiving, breezy with a chance of a few showers. Highs Thursday, close to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I don't want to go there. That would be a, I would be not doing my job as the head coach at LSU.
That's Les Miles. We'll find out more about his situation heading into the Bayou Bengals matchup with the Aggies this weekend. A lot of awards in terms of SEC Players of the Week coming up for A&M as well. Monday Night Football, basketball, and more all in sports here in about 12 minutes.
If you would like to improve your home in one weekend, we have some ideas for you.
Hire a maid.
That could work. That could work, yeah. All right, if you'd like to improve your home in just one weekend, paint something red. Red rooms are all the rage.
Rage?
Wow. Ask anyone who has one, and it's probably their favorite spot in the house. Really.
Do they do mindful stretching
there? Yeah, I know. You're not going to get over that.
No, I'm not.
Deep red adds drama and warmth to a home and is most effective in small, cozy spaces. You could even look better sitting in a red room. Researchers, but what is red? I mean, ask the lipstick people. They got a million names for red, and it's all red.
And try and paint a wall red.
You're
going to be there for a while.
Okay.
Red doesn't cover worth nothing.
Research has shown that we appear younger, more attractive when surrounded by red. If you're not quite ready to go full on red, then, yeah.
This red goes to 11.
That's right. Try adding some red touches in your favorite room. For instance, pillows or something like that. A red tea kettle in the kitchen. A red rug. And some towels in a powder room can add a dramatic splash. There you are. interior design tips from us, of all people.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, in case you didn't know it, we talked about it earlier this morning. Today is Brownie Locks Day. Brownie Locks Day. Because, after all, there are some brownie locks out there. And remember, blondes may have more fun, but brunettes are more fun. There are a number of ways you can celebrate Brownie Locks Day. Don't be ashamed of being a brunette, even if you went ahead and dyed your hair blonde. You should wear brown. You should tell a brunette that she's beautiful. Appreciate your life as a brunette. And this last one, and again, you got to ask permission. Give a brunette a hug. Yeah. Again, if you'll ask permission. Hello? You have to wait on us. Sometimes it takes a minute. Let's see. All right, try it again. All right, hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30.
Good morning, ma'am.
25.
Kevin's not happy today.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. So
something I got wound up.
The deal that happens on Tuesdays, that it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff, you know, that... That's not that pressing.
Really?
Thanks. Bye.
We're good at stuff.
We do good stuff.
I think so. Like all the whole Christmas Angels thing. We do great stuff.
Sometimes we just go full on then, ma'am. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, if you want to do that, get on your treadmill.
Uh-huh.
I like this song a lot. Not that I'm at it, but I approve.
Yes. Okay, now watch the speed limit. Don't start pressing down on the accelerator more. I don't remember the name of the group, but
Okay Go.
Yeah. This is a pretty cool video.
Oh yeah.
All of their videos are awesome.
Yeah, they are I don't know how good they are as a group. It doesn't really matter. You're not paying attention because you're watching what they do, but this is four guys who get on, what, they have six treadmills, is that right, all going at the same speed. And I think it's a one-shot take, isn't it? I mean, it's a one-camera take?
Yeah.
I believe so.
I mean,
so.
They shoot it one camera, it's right there. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they did it, but it's
practice.
Pretty fun.
Oh, they did one, and I actually saw it. It was like how they made the video.
Yeah.
But it was a giant, the overly complicated machine.
Rube
Goldberg.
Yeah, Rube Goldberg.
They made one of those for the video.
Okay. Now, and again, look, it's Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. If you're watching the video when your boss walks up behind you, it's perfectly fine, I think.
Depends on
where
boss.
You work. Hello?
Hey, he's talking about the color of red.
Yes.
How soothing.
Mm-hmm.
These idiots that figured that out, they ought to go to a slaughterhouse.
Whoa! Yeah! Yeah, because those animals are really relaxed.
Attaboy.
All right. You knew this had to happen. Clock Boys tried to cash in.
Oh, my gosh.
Ahmed Muhammad, the teenager.
Are you just trying this morning?
Yeah. After bringing a homemade clock to school. Remember, and didn't we decide he really didn't make it? I mean, he just bought it
and disassembled it.
Right.
Took it out of its case and put it in a briefcase.
Demanding $15 million. According to letters published by the Dallas Morning News, a lawyer says the family wants $10 million in damages from the city of Irving, $5 million from the local school district. The lawyer claims that Ahmed's reputation in the global community is permanently scarred.
Good.
They don't even live in the U.S. anymore.
Nope, moved to Qatar.
Better. The kid's family said back in October they were moving to Qatar, and Ahmed had accepted an offer to study at Qatar's Foundation's Young Innovators Program. The announcement came a few hours after he was at the White House, you know, with his talk.
All the free devices that got thrown at him by Microsoft and Apple after all that.
Yeah.
That should be enough. Zip it.
Yep.
Go away.
Yep. But anyway, they're trying to monetize that. 746.
Big news at BCS Tires and Lifts. If they sell it, you can save on it during their November inventory blowout. The sale is wall-to-wall and floor-to-ceiling. So what do you need? Tires, wheels, grill guards. They're on sale. Toolboxes, lift kits, headlights, replacement bumpers. They're on sale. You'll save on everything you need to customize your truck. Plus, you help them make room for the new stuff coming in. They'll meet or beat anyone's price at BCS Tires and Lifts on Texas next to Copy Corner in College Station. Give them your keys and put your mind at ease.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Others. Of course, it's not always convenient, but offering a helping hand to somebody in need rarely is. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Before anyone knew the name Frank Sinatra, he hung out at a New York restaurant owned by a man nicknamed Patsy. Sinatra continued to dine there even after he became an international sensation. But then, almost overnight, Sinatra's career seemed to be over. His album sales dried up, and his record label dropped him. In the midst of this rough patch, Sinatra asked Patsy for a reservation on Thanksgiving Day. Sinatra wasn't interested in celebrating the holiday. He just didn't want to be alone. The problem was, Patsy hadn't planned to be open. But instead of turning down his struggling friend, Patsy gave Sinatra a reservation anyway. To keep him from being alone, Patsy also invited the restaurant staff and their families to have dinner as well. Of course, Sinatra later made a comeback, becoming a legendary entertainer. He also remained a loyal customer to Patsy's restaurant for years to come. Why? Because a person is most impressed by how he's treated, not when he's on top of the world, but when he's at his lowest. This Thanksgiving, even if it's not convenient, consider reaching out to someone going through a difficult time. Your encouragement could be just the spark they need for a fresh start. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Comfort means a state of feeling satisfied, and at TheCompanyStore.com, your comfort is our number one priority. For more than 100 years, The Company Store has handcrafted in the U.S. the very best bedding basics, unique items you won't find anywhere else, like our dual-warmth comforters that keep you and your partner sleeping at just the right temperature. Bring comfort home today. TheCompanyStore.com, 20% off your entire order plus free shipping with code RADIO at checkout. TheCompanyStore.com. We are all about comfort.
If you're an individual investor looking for tax-free income, consider municipal bonds. Henyon & Walsh is a leading independent expert in municipal bonds. For over 20 years, they've been helping individual investors like you build bond portfolios. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, call Henyon & Walsh today for your free bond guide. Call 1-800-908-0673. That's 1-800-908-0673. May be subject to local, state, or alternative minimum tax. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Business owner, Suddenlink has solutions for you. And it's just a phone call away to Chad Cowan at 595-2413. Chad can put together a program that is just right for you, perfect for your business, to help it now and in the future, because obviously you expect to grow your business, and Suddenlink has ways for you to grow along with it. Of course, the biggest thing is that we're Gig City here in Bryan College Station. There are only about 8% of the cities in the United States that are one gig capacity, and we have that here. Suddenlink has that for you. Maybe you don't need a gig today, but when you need it in the future, they have it. What they do have for you right now is a great deal. You get high-speed internet, 75 meg download, 10 meg upload for as low as $124.95 a month. You take that, you combine it with Suddenlink cable television. We can have a television in your waiting room or background music for your employees. That's there. That's available. And, of course, the phone service, that's cheaper than the phone company. You get to keep the equipment and the phone number that you already have, and you have savings as well. But right now, check out the 75 meg download, 10 meg uploads for as low as $124.95. Call Chad Cowan. The number again is 595-2413, or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com to get more information.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. Heading into this weekend's matchup with Texas A&M, there may be a little bumping in the bayou, and that's according to ESPN's Joe Shad. There is, quote, a very good possibility that LSU will buy out Les Miles' contract. That's according to a high-ranking source involved in the decision regarding the coach's future. Here's Miles' response.
I don't want to go there. That would be a I would be not doing my job as the head coach at LSU, one that I've enjoyed doing, and a group of young men that I enjoy representing.
The source went on, quote, in Louisiana, we are expecting national championships, and we're not getting it, adding that the meeting that took place yesterday could lead to a quick resolution. We'll, of course, keep you posted here. It's the Aggs and Tigers this Saturday with a 6:30 kickoff on 1620 AM. After opening the season with a perfect 4-0 record and averaging almost 92 points a game, Texas A&M men's basketball pops into the Associated Press Top 25 at 25 for the first time this year. And in that vein, Aggie basketball is about to hit the road to take on a foe they've seen 222 times. The Aggies and Longhorns will renew their longstanding rivalry on the hardwood tomorrow at 6 in Paradise Islands, the Bahamas, during the opening round of the Battle for Atlantis. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the trip. And the Horns.
We're excited to be making this trip and playing a really good tournament. I think it's the best preseason tournament in college basketball this year when you look at the teams that are there. Obviously, we play a really good Texas team, a tournament team from last year that'll be well coached and got a lot of seniors. So we're going to have to step up our play.
The banner matchup is just one of the opening day highlights of a tournament which has become one of the marquee events of early college basketball. And this year features Charlotte, Connecticut, Gonzaga, Michigan, Syracuse, Texas and Texas A&M, and Washington. On out of A&M women's basketball, where women's basketball senior guard Courtney Walker was named ESPNW's National Player of the Week after averaging 22.5 points and 9.5 rebounds against number 14 Duke and TCU this past week. Aggie senior place kicker Taylor Bertolette earned Southeastern Conference Co-Special Teams Player of the Week honors after matching a conference record with 6 field goals in the Aggies' road win over Vandy. Texas A&M middle blocker Jasmine Babers has been named SEC Player of the Week in volleyball for the third time this season and has also collected the league's Defensive Player of the Week award for the fourth time. In addition, Stephanie Ipley has been named SEC Setter of the Week for the fifth time, sharing that honor with Alabama's Sierra Wilson. On now to NFL's Monday Night Football, where the New England Patriots beat Buffalo 20-13 last night to join the Carolina Panthers as the NFL's only 10-0 team.
Patriots in a hurry up. Brady under center gives it to White, runs it right with a Bill defender in the backfield. White barreling his way to the goal line, reaching across. Touchdown, Patriots!
James White grabbed a 20-yard touchdown pass from Tom Brady and later put the Pats ahead for good with that 6-yard touchdown run. Brady threw for 277 yards and had one interception. We'll keep it in the NFL, where they are investigating whether correct concussion protocol was followed for the Rams and former U of H quarterback Case Keenum in Sunday's loss to Baltimore. The back of Keenum's head bounced off the ground. His hands immediately went towards his head, and he struggled to get up, appearing to be staggered. But he did stay in the game, was later sacked, causing a fumble that led to a decisive Ravens field goal. As we mentioned before, with the A&M being bumped into the top 25, there is a new poll out, and Kentucky sits at the top of the Associated Press college basketball poll, moving up a spot after North Carolina was stunned by Northern Iowa on Saturday. Maryland climbed into the second spot. Michigan State jumped 10 into third, just ahead of Iowa State and Kansas. We'll hop over now to the hardwood of the NBA.
Pass intercepted by Parker. Parker leads a 2-on-2 with Kawhi Leonard all the way in. Slam dunk Kawhi Leonard from Tony Parker.
Kawhi Leonard had 24 points and 13 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs held the Phoenix Suns to a season-low production in the 98-84 victory. Phoenix was averaging 106.5 points a game, but it was held to a season-low in the first half of total points. And finally, we'll wrap it up with number 14, California, running over Sam Houston last night, 89-63. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Are you or is someone you love suffering from sandwich envy? Do you look longingly at other Subway sandwiches and wish they were your own? Not surprisingly, this is a common side effect of the Subway Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt. With tender, all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, Monterey cheddar, and cool, creamy ranch on freshly baked bread. Fortunately, there is an effective cure for sandwich envy. Get to Subway and grab your own Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt today. It's that simple. Subway. Eat fresh. Warning, while eating Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt, those around you may begin to suffer from their own sandwich envy.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Brenham National Bank wants you to know that we just enhanced our mobile banking apps for both iPhone and Android. They are available for download from your app stores. They contain many user-friendly features, including enhanced bill pay, secure messaging, instant access calculators, and fingerprint login for iPhone users. Try the new apps. We know you'll like them. Brenham National Bank, keeping you on the leading edge of technology. Member FDIC.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's a couple of minutes till 8 o'clock. If you're curious how many Syrian refugees are already in your state, we're here to tell you. The State Department has put that information out. Current list. Actually, there are 14 states who have none. Zero. And about a dozen who have fewer than 10. But when it comes to the states that do have Syrian refugees, number one is California at 252 in the entire state. Number two, state that has Syrian refugees, Texas. We're second at 242. Third is Michigan with 207. Everybody else has fewer than 100, fewer than 200, but Texas is number two.
I thought we weren't doing that. I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
If they can track them.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No.
Oh, okay.
Today is we're going to see how deeply we can auger Kevin into the ground. We've been trying pretty hard today. I don't remember what the first one was, but the second one was the yoga thing. Okay. And now we got. If you have a car that has heated seats. By the way, that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's, you know, we don't need them in Texas that often, but for the 9 days a year that you do, and you hop in that vehicle and that
Well, sometimes you have your AC up too high and you just need to warm your butt a little bit.
Well, you know, and then there are cars that have the air conditioners in your seat too. But anyway, this one more thing for you to worry about as you go through your day today. If you've got heated seats in your car, you could be at risk of toasted skin syndrome. Dermatologists are discovering it on the...
Oh, you are working my last nerve.
Yeah. They've discovered it on the backsides of more patients at this time of year. In most cases, victims have cranked up their seat heaters too high for a long trip or a commute, and they wind up with dark red web-like rashes on the back of their thighs. The good news is that toasted skin syndrome is not an actual burn. It's not that serious a condition, but just be aware, this is the secret.